this Shabbos, we have the unique opportunity to recite one of the Zmiros which emanate from Parshas Noach. The paragraph that begins, Yom Shabboson Ein Lishkoyach, contains the words, Yoyna Motza Boy Menoach, and concludes with the words, Kasha Nishbata Al Menoach. According to commentators, this bird refers to the Yoyna in this week's Parsha. What's the significance of this Yoyna that we mention him every Shabbos? And furthermore, when the Pasuk discusses Noach entering the Teva with his family, it says, included were V'chol Achai Lamina, every type of beast, every type of domestic animal, insects, V'chol Oif Laminehu, and every type of bird. And the question is, why is the bird mentioned last? If the bird was so significant that when it came to check if the flood waters receded, Noach called on the bird to do the task, then the bird should have been listed first. So one saw a beautiful idea. A bird, when compared to other animals, would probably find itself at the bottom of the list. A bird is small, it's not very strong, it doesn't really have sharp teeth or special defense mechanisms. But the bird has one advantage over all the other animals. Birds can fly. Birds can reach unbelievable heights where no other creature can. Chazal say, Knesset Yisrael nimshel l'yoyna. Klal Yisrael is compared to a bird. We are not the strongest nation or the wealthiest nation, nor do we have the largest population. In fact, we are probably the smallest nation of all. But we were given a special gift not granted to the rest of the nations, the gift of Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have the ability to soar to great heights. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. On Shabbos, we have this unique opportunity to connect to our Creator and experience a small sliver of Olam Haba. So every Shabbos, we sing Yoyna Matzah Boy Menayach. So just like the bird, even though we may not be very strong or large, but we have the ability to soar high and remind ourselves how blessed and fortunate we are to have been given this unique and extraordinary gift, the gift of Shabbos. If you ask a person, what was the first commandment that Hashem gave Adam Arishon in Gan Eden? They will probably say that Adam not eat from the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. But says the Meisha Chachma, that is the wrong answer. He says, look at the previous pasuk, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achal Toichel. The first command was that Adam may eat from all the other fruits in the garden. And only then, after telling him to enjoy all the other fruits, only then did Hashem add the warning not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And the lesson here is that living life according to Torah guidance isn't about confinement or restriction. It's about leading a spiritually enriching life within the boundaries of Halacha. Unfortunately, some people view Shabbos as a day of restrictions. 39 prohibitions. A day of don't do this, don't do that. 25 hours disconnected from our smartphones. But the truth is, on Shabbos we disconnect to connect to a higher, more elevated reality. A life of Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos observance entails numerous restrictions. However, one who understands and appreciates the essence of Shabbos recognizes that the prohibitions of Shabbos are a vital component to our ability to gain from the greatness of Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Avos, Have a Oska Nomer. Be bold like a leopard, v'kal kanesher, and light like an eagle to do the will of Hashem. So okay, Oska Nomer, we understand, a leopard is indeed bold and brazen. But light like an eagle? If the Mishnah wanted to give an example of a bird who's very light, it should have given any other bird or any other creature that is extremely light. Light like a gnat or a fruit fly. An eagle is anything but light. The eagle is actually one of the heaviest birds. And perhaps the idea is, an eagle can weigh 20 or 25 pounds, but it's that very weight that provides its wings with a remarkable strength, enabling it to climb to great heights. Likewise, Hashem gave us a lot of weight. He gave us a Torah with lots of mitzvahs. He gave us Shabbos, and even sometimes adversity and hardship. But it's the obligation and the responsibilities that give us the strength and the courage to grow and prosper. And we relish those challenges because that allows us to connect to a higher reality, a world of Olam Haba. That's why on Shabbos, as we soar to great heights, we specifically invoke the Yoyna mentioned in this week's Parsha to emphasize the tremendous potential of Klal Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.